Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints, and we greet you in the very precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. Our scripture reading this morning is found in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, and it reads, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you as humbly as we know how. And Lord, we first want to thank you for waking us up this morning, allowing us to see this new day, Lord, filled with new mercies, and for that we simply thank you. Lord, this morning we pray for our President-elect, O God, President-elect Trump. You said in your word that we should pray for those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness. So, Lord, this morning we ask that you would bless President-elect Trump, O God. Bless his health and his strength, O God. Bless his vision for the country, O God. For you said, where there is no vision, the people perish. We ask you to bless his family, O God, his wife and his children, O God. Bless those that protect him, O God, the Secret Service and the police and others, O God. Lord, I ask that you give him peace in his mind, peace with his decisions, O God, peace in his emotions, peace, Lord, when he rests at night, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray this morning for his continued growth as a leader, Lord, for his maturity as the President-elect, O God, for his spiritual growth, O God. We ask that you would draw him closer to you, Lord. Speak to his mind, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help him, O God. Help him to understand that he's the president of all the people, O God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you are a wonderful counselor. So this morning we pray that you would counsel him, O God, as the president-elect. Bless him, O God, to receive godly advice from those that are surrounded by him, O God. Lord, speak to him when he prays to you, Lord. Bless his cabinet, O God, as he chooses them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, pray for those who didn't vote for him, O God, but have to accept these results. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you would bless the political opponents. Teach them, O God, to cooperate with him, O God, in the name of Jesus. For you told us in your word to follow peace with all men. Lord, we ask that you would touch us, O God. Many of us didn't support him, Lord. But we pray, Lord, that you would touch us and allow us to submit to his leadership, O God, when he takes office. Help us to understand that promotion only comes from you, Lord. And so, Lord, this is your will that he become the president, O God. So, Lord, help President-elect Trump, Lord. Help him, O God. Help him to understand, even when he has spoken incorrectly, Lord. We pray that you would help him to understand, O God. Help him to understand the weight of the office. Help him to understand his responsibilities, O God, as the leader of all the people. Help him, Lord, not to speak things that are hurtful and harmful to others, O God. But help him, Lord, to govern his tongue in the name of Jesus. O God, we pray, Lord, as you bless him, Lord, that you would bless our country to come together. Bless the unity, O God. We need unity in our country. For you said in your word, where the house is divided, there is no unity. So we pray, O God, that you would bless President-elect Trump. Bless him, O God, and Lead him, O God, down the path of righteousness. Help him to be mindful, Lord, of how his policies will affect those who are less fortunate, O God. In the name of Jesus, help him to be mindful of health care. Help him to be mindful of immigration laws. Lord, help him to be mindful of the poor, Lord. Help him to be mindful, Lord, of wars around the world, Lord. Help him to be mindful, Lord, not to discriminate, O God. Help him to be mindful to respect women, O God. In the name of Jesus, help him, O God. For you said in your word that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. And Lord, in many respects, our nation is in trouble. So we ask that you would help, O God. In the name of Jesus, we submit it all to your will, O God. We submit it to your will. We lay it at your feet, O God. We've done what we can do. We've voted, O God. And now it's in your hands. Hallelujah. You said in your word that the king's heart is in your hands, and you turn it whatsoever you will. So, Lord, his heart is in your hand. His mind is in your hand. And, Lord, we ask you to turn it as you will. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you glory today. We give you honor. We give you praise. We know, Lord, that ultimately you are in control of our destiny, Lord. And we believe in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for our good, for them who are called according to his purpose. So, Lord, we believe that we are called according to your purpose. And we believe that we are your people, Lord. And so we understand that the election is going to work for our good. Hallelujah. The events are going to work for our good, oh God. So we thank you this morning. Many people don't understand. Many people are confused and hurt, oh God. But we ask that you would allow this situation to work for our good. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to give the glory out of everything that's going on. For you are the King of glory. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning for this time of prayer. We thank you for your goodness and we thank you for your mercy, Lord. We praise you, Lord, because we know that you are the ultimate source. Not anyone in office, but you, O God, are our ultimate source. And we thank you for that. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And we thank you for that. We give you glory today, Lord. We give you honor. And we give you praise. Oh, God, I ask you to bless all the saints who are on the phone right now. Every need, oh, God, every prayer, every petition before you, Lord, I ask you to bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Meet every need, oh, God, according to your will, according to their faithfulness, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for this time, Lord, where we can speak to you and you can speak to us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. You said in all things to give thanks, for we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you today, Lord. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor, Lord. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Thank God. And amen. Saints, as you go forward on this week and throughout the rest of the year, remember the scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Remember that the Lord has called for us to pray for those in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. So we must pray for President-elect Trump. Many of us are not 100% satisfied with the outcome of the election. By our own personal feelings, we've been called to pray for him. So I ask that you would pray for this man, that the Lord would guide him and touch him and lead him. And as we pray for him, we will have peace and a quiet life. Remember the Lord, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the Holy Ghost power that worketh in us. Remember the various announcements for the Temple of Healing Waters Church. Remember that every first Monday of the month is Men's Monday, where all the brethren come together for Bible study and fellowship. Every first Wednesday of the month is Women's Wednesday, where the ladies come together for Bible study, fellowship, and various activities. Every first Thursday of the month is our Refocus Ministry, which is our grief and bereavement ministry, where we come together and ask the Lord to continue to heal and deliver and sharpen. Remember that I love you, but most of all that God loves you, and he gave his darling son Jesus to die on the cross for you and for I. For the Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So we thank God for Jesus on today, in every day. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day.